Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy presented the Democrats' rebuttal to President Trump's State of the Union address last night. Kennedy chose a working-class city in his district, Fall River, to make his address to the nation. And WBUR's Fred Tice was there. He joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Jack.
So, Fred, what was the venue Kennedy chose?
So he picked the auto shop at Diamond Regional Vocational Technical High School. The audience was by invitation only, and it included a mix of Kennedy supporters and high school students. He picked Fall River because it is a struggling former industrial city where Trump got 37% of the vote in 2016.
Okay, so what was his message?
Well, the response, unlike the State of the Union, is brief, 15 minutes, and Kennedy used that time to paint a pretty dark portrait of the deep divisions that have riven America in the past year.
We see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb, but fails to give workers their fair share of the reward. A government that struggles to keep itself open, Russia, knee-deep in our democracy, an all-out war on environmental protection, a Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day, hatred and supremacy proudly marching in our streets.
Now, before his election to Congress, Kennedy was an assistant district attorney on Cape Cod and the islands, and his measured delivery was a bit like a prosecutorial summation. His most damning indictment came when he accused Trump of failing to protect Americans under the law.
It would be easy to dismiss this past year as chaos, partisanship as politics, but it's far, far bigger than that. This administration isn't just targeting the laws that protect us. They're targeting the very idea that we are all worthy of protection.
All right, so Fred, these speeches are often a way for politicians to introduce themselves to the national audience. How did Kennedy do that?
Well, these addresses have sometimes been a launching pad for later presidential campaigns, Bill Clinton and Marco Rubio, for example. Kennedy gets a mixed response from two Massachusetts political analysts we spoke to right after his address. Democratic political strategist Dan Payne says Kennedy did not make this enough about what the Democrats are offering.
I think it's way too early to say whether or not he established himself as a force within the party. I think it was interesting, he didn't say the word Democrat until he was well into his speech. That may have been an oversight, but it wasn't exactly a Democratic response. It was a Joe Kennedy response.
Now, on the other hand, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry thought the somber tone of the address was a good way for Kennedy to establish himself as a serious actor in contemporary American politics.
Congressman Kennedy's goal tonight was to demonstrate some gravitas, to go from being that nice young Kennedy to someone who's perceived as a leader. And I think it was a step in that direction. There's a few more rungs on the ladder to go, but it was a positive first step.
What was the mood in the room like?
Pretty upbeat. Despite the somber tone of Kennedy's address, there were actually some moments of levity, too. For example, what most people remember, fairly or not, from Marco Rubio's speech in 2013 was that during the address, he reached for a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah.
And so last night, Kennedy did that right before his speech and cracked a joke as he did, saying, better do that now, I think.
All right. So, Fred, was this speech just a criticism of the Trump administration, or did it offer alternative Democratic ideas?
You know, basically, as far as the Democratic ideas are concerned, it was very broad-based. Like, we support all kinds of American people. That's what his message to the audience was about where the Democrats are. But I didn't hear specific proposals.
Okay. All right. WBUR's Fred Tice recapping Congressman Joe Kennedy's response to the President's State of the Union last night. Fred, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.